And it was Mariah Carey with a We Belong Together. But it's time for us to do a book review. Nothing I love better on a Thursday. And I'm so excited because today we are joined by Mr. J.J. Ngongwane. And his full name is Jabulani Johane Ngongwane. You know, he's a novelist, he's a translator. And he has done exceptionally well and in his line of work. He's currently employed in the country's parliament as a language practitioner. Having worked with so many high schools, secondary schools, but also universities as well. And, you know, he has translated many books into Siswati, including Lebogang Masango's children's book, which What Does Mpumi Eat to Udlani Mpumi? What Does Mpumi Wear to Ugcokani Mpumi? And Igcina Sihlophe Nozincwadi, mother of books. And on the line, we do have Mr. J.J. Ngongwane himself. Good morning. Oh, seems like we lost him there. I really want to get into conversation with him because I want us to find out more about him. Tell you what, doing what he does is not an easy job, but having him do it and also just represent the province of Mpumalanga is one great thing because in his line of work, being a novelist, a short story author, and having to write in his mother language is definitely everything. We have him back on the line. Mr. J.J. Ngongwane, good morning and welcome to Rise FM.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm super excited. I'm good this morning. Oh, man. I was looking at your bio and I must say, what a beautiful one. You have done exceptionally well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to dive straight into it. I just want to know, how has your writing evolved over the years? And with you being a part of it, I want to know also, what role do you think that Nguni languages play when it comes to writing in today's society?
Thank you. Writing has evolved in so many phases. Firstly, it was during the apartheid period when we as Nguni writers were writing in our own languages and the publishers were white. But now we are black, but the publishers are also black. So it gives us an opportunity to express ourselves freely because the publisher is black and the writer is also black. And what is another question?
What role do you think that Nguni languages play when it comes to, you know, writing in today's society?
They are playing a very important role because Nguni languages, they are here to build a nation and also to play a role in social cohesion. So if we speak a language that is understood by the Nguni-speaking people, it unites us. It makes us to understand ourselves better because we are writing in the language that is understood by all the Nguni language speakers. And I'm a little bit worried about this concept of social cohesion and nation building because it looks like we and the government, we don't use it fully because according to my understanding, we were supposed to introduce Sivenda, Sotho, or Tswana in the Nguni-speaking people just as a language of communication, not in depth. And at the same time, introducing Nguni languages to the Sivenda-speaking and Sotho-speaking children at the school level. So that now that is going to build the nation and unite ourselves because you know, if a Sivenda person is speaking, I feel like I'm a stranger in my country because I can't understand Sivenda. The same applies to a Sivenda speaking. If I speak a Siswati, they can't understand me. They feel like they are in a strange country. So Nguni languages or indigenous languages, they can play a very important role in uniting and building the nation.
Now, as a writer, how do you stay updated when it comes to the changes in languages and in language use as well as trends as well?
As a writer, you must be a researcher, a reader, and up to date with the latest trends in language development. So now, as I'm speaking, people are no more interested in the book format. People, they want the book in an e format as well as in an audio format. So it is very much important that we as writers, we meet the demands or the requirements of our audience by being up to date.
Well, one thing for sure that I know is that your approach in things is definitely, when it comes to, you know, books and teaching and learning, it's definitely different from how your typical person would approach it. But how do you approach language learning and teaching differently? Also, just to ensure that the tone and style of the original texts are always preserved in your Siswati translation and especially on novels.
You know, writing, it's about expressing a philosophy, a certain philosophy, a certain way of living. So in novels, there are social settings there. There are philosophies that the and cultural implications that the learner must understand. For instance, learners are saying idioms and problems are very irrelevant nowadays. They are mistaken. They are mistaken because that is where we get wisdom from, our proverbs and idioms, as well as from our stories, from a perspective of an African writer. Because as a writer, you also tell a history and you also transmit a culture to the people that are receiving your book. So in teaching my novels, a novel is a living medium of expressing the way the people live. So I don't have any problem if I'm teaching my own language or my own novel that I have written.
You know, for us to see change, it will require, you know, the entire society to come to play. Now, what is it, or what role can, you know, families, the entire society and authors play to make sure that we promote Nguni language preservation across all cultures, especially in our country?
We, as parents, we need to cultivate the sense of passion for our language, to our kids. Let us stop addressing or speaking in English, whereas we are the Nguni speaking people at home level.
Mm.
Why can't we speak our own languages? Why can't we reveal the value, the importance of embracing our languages, of loving our, because if we, I used to say, a nation, or rather, sive, let's not fund limloas or silibe. A nation that doesn't study its language, its unwit, or its, yeah, its unwit. Because they don't understand themselves. They are English speaking, they are speaking a foreign language. How are they going to tell, how are we expecting that our language will develop if we ourselves, we don't speak it, we don't write about that language, we don't tell our stories in that language, we don't love our languages. Mm. As you are interviewing me now, you are interviewing me in a language that is foreign to me. My people are struggling to understand, even myself. I'm not so fluent in the language that you are interviewing me.
Well, absolutely true. But to tell you what, there is also something very fantastic that is going to take place, because I think it will also form part of Nguni language preservation in Nqayizivile, a book festival that is taking place on the 21st of September. And I do know that you are also a part of it. Could you just tell us more about it?
Yes, I will be the speaker for the authors of the Nguni languages. You know what I've done? I'm going to speak in my language. I've organized an interpreter who's going to interpret for me, because I'll be speaking to my people. I'll be telling my people. I'll be telling the people who are speaking my language. So the interpreter is going to tell people who do not understand my language, like the Venda speaking people, the Tswanas, the Pedis, the Fongas, and the African speaking or the English speaking people. I'm going to be free there to speak my own language. So there, we are going to advertise and promote our languages there, because that platform is very much important. Actually, it is long overdue. We're supposed to have this event where Nguni languages or indigenous languages are promoted. Give them time, give them the platform to be known, because Tshwala Likwa is found in bookstores, bread and bakery, but our books are not found in bookstores in South Africa. It looks like we are foreigners in our country of birth. This is not fair.
Well, absolutely true. Thank you so much for joining us on Mid Mornings and sharing your thoughts with us. But more than anything, we look forward to seeing you at the book festival.
My books will be there. I've got 200 of them. The best book that won an award last year in 2023. Yeah.
So you definitely. Absolutely true. You heard it first from the man himself, Mr. JJ Ngongwane. You have to attend to get it all by yourself. It is the Heritage Month, and we're talking all things books. That was Mr. JJ Ngongwane. He's an author, a novelist. He is also a language practitioner. A good one. Catch it on Raz Rewind on razfm.co.za.